Now let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac weighing heavily on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue and ready for the play. And boom, Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good. The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season. Hypnotic Liquor, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
It's not hard to understand. If you're not focused, if you don't play hard, they're going to kick our ass. Simple as that.
I do not miss.
Triple cut it. He is red hot.
What kind of statement were you guys trying to make tonight?
That time of the year. No, we want to be the last team on top, and we know this team is one of the teams we got to go through.
And they're just picking them apart out here.
Giannis, yes, is he the best player in my eyes? But is Jason Tatum in the same tier? Hell yeah, he is.
So we just want to show and let everybody know that, you know, our mindset is changing and we get in the zone.
Welcome to NBA Today, presented by American Express.
That's right. Welcome to NBA Today, presented by American Express. It's yours truly, the handsome Big Perk. Don't worry, Malik and Chiney, they both here right now. They getting their makeup and hair done. It took a little bit longer. You know they need it. But let's not waste time, because we're talking about the Bucks and the Celtics. They matched up last night, the two best teams in the league, Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown. And it's only right to start with what the C's did in my freeze sheet. Freeze! Look, we have Brook Lopez in the drop. What Robert Williams do? Take a nice, set a nice screen for Jaylen Brown to step up and knock down the trade ball. Here we go. Freeze! A double action. He comes off. Watch the in and out he give Giannis. Don't do the stanky leg. And hit him with another trade ball. Day was hot. The Jays was on fire. Jason Tatum had a 40-piece. I believe Jaylen Brown had a 30-piece. Here it is again. Don't leave. Freeze! Leaving a big fella on the island. Come here, big fella. The separation, 6'9", 6'10", elevating over a 7-footer, knocking down the three. Joe Mazzulla talked about, you know, them living by the three, shooting more threes. This is who the Celtics are. They live by the three, die by the three. When you look at their record, they are 30-1 when shooting 40% from the three-point range. Highest win percentage in the NBA. This could be the best thing for them or the worst thing for them. Let's get back to set. We got a lot to talk about today. Oh, there they go. Shanae and Malika back in the building. They finally got their hair did. They looking
so
good.
So we need, we need the hair.
You did a great job, though, Perk. I was really impressed. I feel like I could start my weekend early. You good?
Yeah, I'm good.
All right.
I'm alive.
Let's bring in your friend of mine, Zach Lowe, into this conversation, because that was an excellent start there, Kendrick Perkins.
Way to warm us up,
Big Perk. I really appreciated that one. Zach, I'm curious what the most impressive part of the win was for you.
Well, first of all, Perk throwing some makeup-related slander at Malika and Shanae. Come on now, Perk. Come on. Now, look, the Bucks were on their fifth game in 7 nights. We got to get that out of the way. Probably a little tired. But to me, it was the Celtics reminding the Bucks, we're as big as you, we're as physical as you, and we might be even more versatile than you. So we start small. Al Horford's the only big man on the floor. When we play like that, Marcus Smart, we'll have you guard Giannis, and then we'll put the Jays on Chris Middleton and Drew Holiday so we can switch everything between your three best players. If you go smaller with Giannis at center, we're still cool. We'll put Al Horford on Giannis, and we'll have Rob Williams when we're super big. We'll hide him over on Jay Crowder or Wes Matthews. We don't have to compromise the way we play and who we play to match up with maybe, probably, the best player in the NBA. That's a powerful thing. I'm not going to read too much into one game. I'm not going to change my championship pick. Nothing like that. But it was the Celtics reminding Milwaukee and everybody else what they bring to that matchup.
Well, there are two major things that happened out of this outcome. One, that the Celtics, they won the season series. Now, I know that there's still a small gap, but you never know what happens the last week and a half of the season. And then two, this was a huge performance by Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown. This is the 10th time that they've had at least 30 points in this season. I think they're tied for second now, and they're in the category of Kobe and Shaq with how efficient they've been as a duo for the Celtics. And like Perk said, you were right about everything except the makeup and the hair, Perk. When they shoot the ball this well, they are virtually unbeatable because they have the defense to back it up. They're confident. And I think, you know, I said this earlier this week. Sometimes it takes a couple of losses to get you right. Mm-hmm. I know this was a back-to-back for the Bucks, but this is poising to be a great showdown when it comes to the Eastern Conference Finals, potentially between these two squads.
But that's my thing. I don't want to take anything away from the fact that a 41-point win is impressive no matter what,
yeah,
right?
Yeah,
shooting
absolutely.
8 for 10 from the field, from 3 from Jason Tatum, that is impressive, and that's something that I don't want to take anything away from that. But to me, when I'm looking at my biggest takeaway from this, the NBA schedule makers, we had the opportunity to have this excellent, epic showdown between two titans in the Eastern Conference after all this focus has been on March Madness in the NBA, to have this showcase. And you put the Bucks on the second night of a back-to-back after Jrue Holiday went for 51 points against the Pacers the night before? Like, to me, I'm not trying to take anything away from the Boston Celtics. That's impressive. But I'm not going to overly read into this game because it's just that stinks. As a fan, I do not want to have to turn on Love is Blind at halftime. I want to stick with the NBA. The Celtics, they're a combined 5-1 against the top-seeded Bucks, the 3-seed 76ers. All three of their wins against Philadelphia were by less than 10 points. But here's the thing. Their two wins against Milwaukee, they were an average of 31 points. And Boston's only loss against the Bucks, it came in overtime. So Zach said he's not reading too much into just one game. Can you, Perk?
Yeah, I can.
But will you?
I can, but for the simple fact that I understand the back-to-back, and people don't realize what players go through on a back-to-back.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
First of all, shout out to the Milwaukee Bucks for actually showing up to work.
Amen.
Because
exactly.
We know some teams would have did the load management type deal. But when I look at the Celtics, I just want to know why you can't get this version of Jason Tatum every single night. He was so locked in, he wanted to make it a focal point to show that he was the best player on the floor. This is the passion that you want to see out of those guys. And this is why I say, right, you heard Coach Mazzulla say, we're going to fire up more threes, and that scares me.
Mm.
Because remember, at the beginning of the season, Shanae, it was the cheat sheet.
Yes, sir.
It was the cheat sheet. You said that Jason Tatum at the time, he was averaging more points in the paint
or
at the basket
Correct.
Than Giannis. And then it slipped away.
Mm-hmm. Correct.
I don't want them to fall into that, let's live by the three, die by the three, because I feel like that could bounce them out of
and that's what we saw early in the season, in their slump.
I absolutely agree, and I do think that their strength is harmony and balance. I mean, we've watched Jason Tatum, and we said, like, he's one of the most impressive to just watch, not behind the three-point line, when he gets to that mid-range, when he gets to the post, because he's, what, 6'9", and he can really give people problems there. But the only thing I sort of pick you on you, Perk, is just that, all right, Jason Tatum, you want him to be more consistent. I mean, how more consistent is every year he's been in the league, he's increased his points, his rebounds, his assists. He's figuring it out. He may not figure it all out in the timeline you want, but I think he's been consistently improving and shown that he's the top player. And, like, maybe this is better for him in the system instead of him having to be that the Luka Doncic that has to do everyone pre-Kyrie.
Well, you got to understand, as a big fella that bleed green a lot of it, I want more. I want more.
Wait, what do you want?
I want more.
Zach, last word on this, please.
We haven't said the name Rob Williams yet. Time Lord, plus 20 in 19 minutes. Four blocks, four offensive rebounds. That rim pressure that he brings on offense and defense, that is crucial for the Celtics. They are not getting out of the East unless they get Rob Williams for pretty much every playoff game playing like that. He changes the whole dynamic of their team, and he did it again last night.
We need some more on the Eastern Conference.
More.
Let's keep it pushing. Julius Randle, he sprained his left ankle, and he will be reevaluated in 2 weeks. That's what the team announced on Thursday. Now, Randle, he's averaging just over 25 points per game, and this particular injury, it's such a bummer, man, because Julius, he takes so much pride in exactly what you said we're shouting the Milwaukee Bucks out for, Perk. He is on the court, and being available for his team is what he does. He started in all 77 games this season. That's before he left in the second quarter of Wednesday's win over the Heat. So Julius, he's about to miss his first game of the season. The Bulls, the Warriors, the Rockets, they have only two players that have played in every game this year. So for more on this, I want to bring in Mark Spears into the discussion. Mark, what is the level of optimism that he's going to be ready for the playoffs here?
Well, I think you have a great level of optimism because this is a gamer. This is somebody who does not miss games.
Mm-hmm.
This is somebody who is a Kobe Bryant disciple. You remember his first NBA game, he broke his right tibia and didn't play the rest of the season. So if there's somebody that appreciates playing the NBA, it's Julius Randle. Truly pains to miss game. Also, you know, the Knicks can clinch a playoff spot relatively soon. Assuming they do, Julius wouldn't have to play in a game until April 15th or April 16th. So that gives him roughly about 2.5 weeks before he could play. It's not a high ankle sprain. I'm optimistic that he will get back because of the time difference and also because this dude just lives, breathes, and eats basketball. And I think he'll find his way back on the court.
And it's a good thing, too, because he's the fourth player that is on pace for the Knicks to average 25-10 and the first since Patrick Ewing. So they are going to want their guy back. Mark Spears, thank you so much. Please do not go too far. Still to come on NBA Today. I mean, she's taken over the sports world, right? We're going to dive into the phenomenon that is Caitlin Clark ahead of the Final Four this weekend. We're going to do it cheat sheet style.
Yes, ma'am.
Plus, we've got a great one tonight. The Wolves, the Lakers, the implications are massive. So which team needs this one more in our panel on who we see walking away with the win? And, you guys, we have some news regarding Zion Williamson. Is he able to return to action for the Pelicans for their postseason push? The latest from the Big Easy, that's coming up.
NBA fans, listen up. You've got to try Pick 6, the newest fantasy app from DraftKings, an official partner of the NBA. Getting started is simple. Select if a player will have more or less of a stat. For example, will a player have more than one rebound, or will a player have less than 3.5 assists? Pick your favorite players and compete for huge cash prizes. Download the new DraftKings Pick 6 app now using code PARLAY and take on the competition with your best NBA player picks. Only on DraftKings Pick 6 with code PARLAY. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus in most eligible states. Age varies by jurisdiction. Eligibility restrictions apply. Pick 6 not available in all states, including but not limited to Connecticut and New York. For up-to-date lists of states, visit dkng.co/pick6states. Void where prohibited. See terms at pick6.draftkings.com/promos.
Now let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac weighing heavily on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue and ready for the play. And boom! Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good. The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season. Hypnotic Liquor, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
NBA Today is presented by American Express. Don't live life without it.
Get ready. Friday night, South Carolina and Iowa.
Clark at the logo. Book it!
Are you kidding me?
The most dominant center in the country. Championship on her mind.
You seeing the victory, you ain't seeing the war. We was doing the most, now we just doing the most.
I said I wanted to take this program to the Final Four, and we're going to Dallas, baby.
Come on,
championship, and we're going to do it. Caitlin Clark, Aliyah Boston, Iowa, South Carolina. It all goes down tonight, 9 o'clock Eastern on ESPN. And there's been no question, right? Clark has been the breakout star of both the women's and men's NCAA tournament. She is having her one shining moment, if you will. But that moment, it may fade when the Hawkeyes face the Gamecocks team that has won 42 straight games.
Obviously, we know South Carolina is, you know, taller than anybody we've ever played, and they haven't lost a game all season.
South Carolina still unbeaten, and they are back in the Final Four.
Caitlin has always been a knockdown shooter.
You can't give her that much space.
She is such a singular talent.
Everybody has been talking about this matchup for a really long time now. It's exciting that, you know, it's happening in the Final Four.
I think pressure can either make you or break you.
Just compete, because we're built for the moment. We're going to give it everything we have, and we've enjoyed every second in Dallas, and we want to be playing two more basketball games.
Ladies and gentlemen, the hype is real. The most watched Elite Eight game ever has now set the stage for an incredible Final Four. LSU, Virginia Tech, Iowa, South Carolina. Let's start with the Naismith Player of the Year, Caitlin Clark. Now, Caitlin Clark's average made three-pointer is coming from a distance of 25 feet 11 inches, the longest in D1. Now, for a little reference, the women's three-point line is 22 feet. The NBA three-point line is 23 feet. Her threes are 2 feet past the NBA mark. Impressive. You like my demo there? Let's show you what it looks like on the court. All right, she's going to do a simple V cut to try to get open, but it doesn't end there. She gets open, she hits her move, now she hits a step back. Look at that. That's great defense, but she creates separation twice to get to one shot. Now on the other side of the floor, she's using her hand. Look at her left hand. She's like, hey, let me set a screen to cause a little confusion on defense. Now her defender is right there. Well, wait for it. No hand down, man down. Like, the hand was up, and it's still not good enough defense. But it's not just about scoring for Caitlin. She's an elite shot creator for Iowa. Combining the 72 or so shots she's taken so far in the tournament with the 69 assist opportunities, she has accounted for 62% of Iowa's shot attempts. That's wild. So let's look at this in the pick and roll. Here's a pick and roll, and watch how many people are keyed in on her. Her talent generates this. All right, she goes off with the dribble, and I love this because she's reading the defense so well. Typically, it's like, okay, maybe my post player's open. She's like, nah, too much congestion there. Instead, she throws the dime to the outside on the perimeter, and get that's like, look at how much space she has to just line it up. That's a shot that you really make in practice. All right, again, here she is coming off ball. I mean, look at the ball fake. And then what? Look at the confusion. All right, run out and try to, you know, contest her shot. Kick it open. That's not even great spacing, but nonetheless, her talent generates just some instant reactions. But let me tell you this. She's going up against the defending champs, South Carolina. And man, I love me some Aaliyah Boston. Dawn Staley's defense is second to none. They've held opponents to below their scoring average in 82 straight games. That is the third longest streak by any team since 99-2000. These four teams are just two wins away from a championship title, and it starts tonight.
Ooh.
Let's swing it.
It's all going down, Janae. South Carolina is the overwhelming minus favorite, minus 340 favorite to repeat as champions. They're looking to be the 10th undefeated national champion all time, which is insane. Caesars has the championship game as all SEC affair. LSU is favored to beat Virginia Tech tonight. So the hype, though, Janae? It's real around the women's Final Four. A ticket to get into the arena, it costs $212. Compare that to the men's Final Four, you can get in there for $45. The average ticket price for the women's Final Four is $272, the highest in recorded history. And both Clark and Boston, they spoke on what it means to them to play in a game with so much intrigue behind it.
Yeah, I think it's pretty incredible. You know, I think it's starting to get, you know, the viewership, the attention, things like that, that, you know, it deserves. And when people really turn on the TV or sit in the seat, they understand how good the product is and how much fun it is to watch. It shows the demand of, you know, people want to be here and be in this arena that seats 20,000 people. So more than anything, I'm just lucky, and we're just lucky that we get to play on this stage in front of so many people that, you know, love the game and want to watch our game.
It feels really nice. You know, you can always think about people making negative comments about women's basketball, women's sports in general, but it's proof that the numbers are going up. Everyone is excited to watch the women's game. Everyone is buying their tickets to travel to watch their favorite players, watch their favorite team. And so you can't really deny that people are interested in watching women's sports. And so it's just really excited to be part of the generation that's continuing to help it grow.
I'm excited too. LSU Virginia Tech, it gets us started, followed by the main event. Caitlin Clark in Iowa taking on Aaliyah Boston in South Carolina. Our coverage begins with our Final Four special at 6 o'clock. So from the Final Four to discussions on lowering the minimum age to enter the NBA draft. So as the NBA and MBPA negotiations on the CBA continue, our Adrian Wojnarowski is reporting that lowering the age limit for American players from 19 to 18 years old is off the table. So that means that the one-and-done era, it will continue into the foreseeable future and will continue to follow the CBA negotiations as they lead up to the deadline tonight. So to come on NBA Today, we have a Zion Williamson update, ladies and gentlemen. We will give you the latest news that we have on when the Pelican star may return. Plus, it is a huge showdown that's going down tonight between the Lakers and the Timberwolves. Our crew on who needs to win and who will win. Do not miss that. And Kendrick Perkins, he dives into the most important warrior that's not named Steph Curry. Find out who he thinks needs to step up for the Dubs during this final push. NBA Today, we'll be right back.
Tired of of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
It's time for Putting in Work, presented by Upwork. Zion Williamson, he has missed 48 games this season, but last night, prior to the Pelicans' win in Denver, the two-time All-Star, he put on a little show, and he even ended his little practice session before the game with a dunk, which is a welcome sight for Pelicans fans. So with more on Zion Williamson, Mark Spears is back with us. And Mark, what is the belief right now within the organization that Zion could return in the regular season?
Well, there's still hope, emphasis on hope, that he could play in the last two or three regular season games. There's going to be an update next Wednesday on Zion potentially being available as early as April 5th against Memphis. Now, Willie Green recently said last week that he's not leaving out of the possibility that that April 5th game Zion can play. The fact that he is working out publicly and dunking is a good sign. Now, in that dunk, he didn't jump off his right leg, where the hamstring injury is. It's off his left leg. So, but look, this guy didn't play in the playoffs last season. He wants to be back in the postseason for the first time. There's extra incentive, I'm guessing. The last two games he will play. And last but not least, you know, Zion is also playing in Louisiana. So go Tigers. We going for that women's NCAA championship. Don't sleep on us. You keep talking about South Carolina, but we're going to get this.
I love it. I love it, Mark Spears. Thank you so very much. So let's take a look at the standings here, because with the win over Denver, Dang. All right, Mark. Remember, with the win over Denver, without Nikola Jokic, New Orleans moved up to 7th in the West. So you can see there's still a lot to be determined in the Western Conference. It all starts tonight. We have some very notable matchups, and it's Friday, my friends. So you know what that means. It means it is time for my favorite thing of the week, Zach Lowe's 10 things column. So let's get right into it, Zach. We're going to focus on the West, some of the teams that are playing tonight, and starting with the Nuggets. They're in Phoenix to take on the Suns. Kevin Durant, it'll be his second game back. And I know there's a lot to like about the two-time MVP Nikola Jokic, but what specifically is standing out to you here?
This guy. Every year with this guy, he's bringing some new trick to the table. This time, if we go to the tape, he's posting up and even from far away, getting to the rim with no dribbles. The rare no dribble post up. Most big guys have to catch the ball like right underneath the rim to pull this off. But if we go to the tape, Jokic is doing this from like outside the paint. Here we go. Here's the first one. All right, I'm going to dribble around. Okay. Hey, who's in the crowd tonight? Oh, that guy. Yeah, I know that guy over there in the front row. But let me check out everything going on behind. Oh, I'm playing the Grizzlies. You know what? I don't like what I see. Let me get a repost. Shove Xavier Tillman in front of me. I got this whole side of the floor clear. Outside the paint, he catches with both feet outside the paint and banks that. And here's another one. Isaiah Hartenstein, you don't know what's about to hit you, buddy. Look at it. He's at the dotted line. He's not going to dribble one time. He feels Isaiah Hartenstein standing straight up and says, huh, I can spin around him, underneath him, lay up, no dribbles. This guy is an absolute wizard, and he's a joy to watch whether he wins MVP or not.
A little bit of fancy footwork there, but where does this stack up, Chinee, for you of any center that you've seen in terms of their footwork? When 24 we talk seconds about, on the clock.
Oh, 24 seconds?
Yes,
when
ma'am.
We talk about footwork, I don't need much time. It's Hakeem the Dream Olajuwon. I love what Jokic has done, but I'm sure he's... What? Why are you looking at me crazy?
I don't know.
He's drawn inspiration from this man right here. I mean, this guy, growing up in Houston, I literally watched his videos as a post player, and that just set the foundation for any post player. I love it. I mean, look at the show and go. I know we talk about the dream shake, but it started with his feet. It starts and ends with his feet.
What was it?
Oh, it's the dream shake?
Yeah. We need a couple extra seconds for a little bit of the dream shake there. All right, let's keep it in the West, Zach. Usually when we're talking about the Warriors, we're talking about Steph, we're talking about Klay, we're talking about Draymond, but you're focused not on those players. Someone else is on your radar. Who?
I just want to shout out Kevon Looney, whose career early in his career looked like it was in jeopardy due to injury. And then he kind of became known as this kind of cute, plucky underdog. Oh, he sets nice screens and gets a couple rebounds. He's the selfless, you know, soul of the Warriors. Forget all that stuff. He's just a flat-out good player now. And guess what? His contributions show up in the box score, too. He's not some, like, old plucky Iron Man screen setter guy. He's getting double-doubles. He's third in the league in offensive rebounding rate. He's a really good passer. He's just become not just this kind of grunt work guy, but a really good basketball player. It's one of the best stories of the last 3 or 4 years in the league.
Zach, for some strange reason, I felt like you was talking about me. I'm playing, Zach.
I mean, I feel like we have to go to you now, though, because Zach likes Kevon Looney, but to you, the most important Warrior, if it's not Steph, it's not Klay, it's not Dre, it's not Andrew Wiggins, we know how important all four of those guys are. 24 seconds on the clock. To you, who is it first?
We also know how important Jordan Poole is, but I'm going with Jonathan Kuminga, right? We talk about them trading James Wiseman. Why? Because they have faith in this young man right here, one of the most athletic guys in the game today, a guy that continues to improve, a guy that could be a lob threat at the basket, and guess what? A more improved jump shooter.
Yes,
now,
sir.
Knocking down the three ball and things of that nature. I talk slow, but his IQ has also picked up. I've been seeing some nice dimes out of him of late as well.
That was like 30 seconds. It's fine. So yeah. The game that is on the schedule that will likely have the biggest impact tonight on the Western standings is the Lakers and the Timberwolves. And you like things about both of these teams, Zach. So let's start with the Lakers here.
Yeah, one of the biggest games of the season, because even if you can't get sixth, being seventh or eighth is much, much better than being ninth or tenth. And Anthony Davis against the Bulls the other night, remember he only took 8 shots in LeBron's first game back. Everyone was panicking. AD, when is he going to show up? Dominant against the Bulls. And when you know you're going to get dominant AD is when he starts busting stuff out off the dribble. He's actually got a good handle. And here's just like, you don't want to bring it up. How about I run a pick and roll? Maybe I'll get a switch. I got a switch. Alex Caruso, I'm way bigger than you. I'm going to take you in the weight room, hit a little jumper over you. That's it. And AD can do that kind of stuff. Coast to coast takes all of it when he's feeling good. And the Wolves, look, it's only been a few games with Karl Anthony Towns back, but it already doesn't look quite as awkward with Towns and Gobert as it did early in the season. And one of the reasons is they're cooperating on a lot of stuff like this. Pick and roll, and then watch. Gobert pinned down for Cat, open three. It doesn't have to be one of them's in the pick and roll, one of them's in the dunker spot just hanging out. How about a double pin down for Cat? Sure, that becomes a big, big pick and roll. Cat gets enough inside position on TJ Warren to kind of rumble his way in for a short jumper. They've just added a little more variety, a little more spice. Everybody looks a little bit more comfortable than they did in those awkward first 10 games. It's a big, big game tonight because both of these teams, despite the Naz Reid injury, which is a big deal for Minnesota, both of these teams are dangerous in the playoffs.
Yeah, you mentioned it, Naz Reid. There. It's unfortunate news there. He fractured his left wrist. He's going to be out indefinitely, which is a huge loss for Minnesota. But that set the backdrop for all of this perfectly. Lakers, Timberwolves, it's all going down tonight. Huge implications in the West. Chinne Agumake, you cannot say it's important for both teams. Who is it more important for?
Timberwolves, just because they're, you know, really fighting to really prove themselves so far. I mean, the Lakers, they won a championship a little while ago. I think they're happy to be whole. The Timberwolves, coming off of that loss, you know, to the Suns, I think this is a response, especially since they're at home and they've introduced Cat back. So I'm going T-Wolves.
I'm going to pull a Chinne. I'm not picking either, and I'm saying it's important to both teams. I just want to see great basketball. This is going to be playoff basketball. And guess what? Anthony Davis and Karl Anthony Towns, they have a little beef there, right? The Kentucky boys, they always, every time they match up, they want to go at each other. So I'm looking forward to the game. I want to see what LeBron James is going to do because we know McDaniels is going to be guarding him. I want to see what Ant-Man's going to be doing. I just want to watch good basketball. Yes, I'm straddling the fence today.
You're pulling a Chinne, and you know what? It's Friday, so it's all going to be fine. If the Lakers, though, if they do win tonight, they're going to be over 500 for the first time in a long time, friends.
Ah, yes, January 9th, 2022. That was the last time the Lakers were above 500, see? But then Ja Morant started doing Ja Morant things.
Basketball by Bradley. Oh!
Not even Talon Horton Tucker could save the Lakers that night, or Carmelo Anthony. Wayne Ellington, no relation to Duke Ellington, gave them hope in the fourth quarter, but it was too little too late. Ah, yes, I remember the game just like it was yesterday. Back to you, Malika.
Everybody that's part of the NBA Today family is petty, and I love so every bit of it. I love every bit
absolutely
of it.
Absolutely excellent. Go, Michael Bodmer. That was
nothing less.
That was fantastic.
Whose voice
that
was that?
I don't know. Who was that? That was Goldie. Michael Goldfarb's voice.
The Oscar. You
I
got
mean,
it.
I mean, salute. Best supporting actor goes to all of you guys. That was, I don't know how we can top that, but I have one idea. The man that you all see pictured here, Kansas star Grady Dick. He's equal parts photogenic, talented at basketball, and he is joining us next with some very special news.
And Big Baby actually took a picture like that when we won the championship.
It's beautiful. It's art, truly.
Yeah, it's something like that.
Oh, he snuck it. That's a 10.
Call it a scary one.
You're watching NBA Today, presented by American Express.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Straight up. Cash in, cash out, cash in, cash out, cash in, cash out, cash in, cash out, 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 cash in, cash out, cash in, cash out.
Here's Grady Dick.
Oh, wow, what a play.
Grady Dick with the theft and the slam. But he's gorgeous with the three-point shooting.
Joining us now, Kansas freshman guard Grady Dick. Thank you so much for joining us here on NBA Today. All the way from Kansas, he flew in to be with us and share some very special news.
Yeah. So I just want to start off, thank you, for having me and giving this opportunity to announce what I'm about to announce and, be here today. I love the show. And I just want to start off by thanking a bunch of special people, my coaches, teachers, friends in my life. They know who they are, but most importantly, my family and God, my three siblings, Brody, Kelsey, and Riley, my mom and my dad, been with me every step of the way and, really made me the person I am today and the player I am today. And with God, anything's possible. My goal is just to glorify him in everything that I do. And so, with that being said, I'm excited to announce that I'll be declaring for the 2023 NBA Draft.
I knew it when he had the ice around his
face. I know. When you come in with that, you got to know that this is going to be a very special day. So for everybody at home, our NBA audience who maybe isn't as familiar with your game, you shot over 40% from deep on a high volume of attempts. But our Gavoni, he said that our draft expert, that he lauded your defensive competitiveness, the feel for the game, your all-around consistency as well. So for NBA fans, what are they going to be getting when they watch you play?
Exactly what you said, a high energy player, a person that's going to go on the court and show his versatility. I'm excited to show more of that once I, get into a team that, I find the best personal fit for. And just to show, the versatility, my length, I can, guard multiple positions, and I want to step to the plate and, guard anyone. And with the offense, just get my shots up and being consistent is the main,
Ooh, I can't wait to watch, Perk.
Me either. I want to know this, the player comp, right? I know you're a student of the game. I know you watch the NBA. I want to know, when you're watching the game, what player do you see that you say, you know what, I want to be this guy, or this is what my career want to look like?
Yeah, to be honest, it's not really, I wouldn't say one player. I mean, I try to take like a variety of guys and, you know, add different bits and pieces from, you know, their bag and try to put in my arsenal. Mm-hmm. And guys I could look up to with a lot of versatility, with, you know, Paul George, Reggie Miller with his, you know, his release point, mm-hmm. with his shots. And just kind of taking, yeah, bits and pieces with their game, and I'm trying to put that when I get in the gym and work out.
Oof, it's going to be good. So we want the folks at home to get to know you a little bit. And scrolling through your social media, getting ready for this interview, there's a couple of things, Kendrick and Chanae, that I think we need to take a look at. We're going to head to the big board here. Grady,
go over here?
Yeah, can you help us break this down a little bit? What was happening here? Tell us.
First, I just want to say, you know, basketball comes first.
Yep, 100%.
We all know that. You can ask my teammates, my coaches. You know, I'm the biggest competitor, I like humbly say, but yeah, off the court, I got this. Yeah,
I love that.
You gotta have a little fun.
I thought about it in the moment, you know, just pop it out. So
there's one more that I think we need to see.
Uh-oh.
I don't know which one I like better, honestly.
Completely different energies.
Yeah.
Hey.
Don't hate the player, hate the game.
Well, actually, that's my cat. He's a Bengal cat. His name's Milky.
Milky the cat. Yeah.
It's a funny story. We actually beat Missouri, and I had to get him after the little Bengal tiger. I got the Bengal cat. So.
And what's in the picture frame? It's hard to make out here.
Oh, that's the Missouri Tiger.
Oh, a Missouri Tiger is in the picture frame. Right. I love it. This
little,
is some
toxic.
Big Grady energy.
And Grady, you really talked about how important your family was, right? I did some digging. Your mom was a 3,200-point scorer in high school. She averaged 40 points a game, average in high school her senior year, and then went on to drop like 1,000 points at Iowa State. Mm. What did you take from her game? Was it that shot? Like, what did you learn?
Definitely her shot. I mean, her release point. She got a high release, so I kind of added that to mine and just learned from it. But she's more of a post player, so I don't think she ever took a three. But
she still got the numbers.
No,
up.
She don't listen.
That means we need to head to the court.
Oh, thanks,
see that
nice
high release that we're talking about. I know in the Paisley, it might be a little bit difficult. We can do that if you need to. We're just gonna make sure you get the mic stays with you.
Yeah,
you can get close to the.
I'm not really gonna shoot. I can just.
So tell us a little bit about that high release point that makes.
And
it
also
so
your mom's post game. Like, what did you take? Because I know you do your damage on the perimeter, but like, what did you take from her game in the post?
Her iconic move is up and under. I probably couldn't even do it again, but she's amazing at it. And then the release point, I mean, she taught me at a young age, her and my dad. I mean, I can show you. It's just, it's simple. And it seems elementary, but I mean, I've been doing it since I was in elementary. So I really just get up here and then, you know, the old beef, whatever.
Oh, beef. I forgot about beef.
You just do this. You literally just, yeah.
What is it, balance, eyes, what is it? Do you remember what beef is?
You can ask
it's an acronym
ball.
To help. Yeah.
Balance, eyes, elbow.
Follow through.
There you go.
Yeah, that's what you learned as a hooper.
There's a couple different.
Well, I couldn't score.
He didn't know beef.
I didn't even know nothing.
That was that was your diet. That was it.
You know beef though, right, Perk? Yeah.
He knows beef pretty well.
Grady, thank you so much for spending some time with us here on NBA Today. Hey, Perk, I think he wants to put in some work in the break.
Oh, no, I ain't doing that.
I
don't know if you want that
work after this.
Perk, I'm happy for him, though. You know what I mean? Getting buckets, shooting that tray ball.
And it's all going to translate to the NBA. Thank you so much, Grady.
Thank you for having me.
Congratulations to Grady. Still to come on our show today, we just have a few hours left in the month of March, so we have a very special top of the top, best plays of the past month.
And he makes a pass. Cleveland beats the buzzer and wins the game. Woo! He got it. Woo! For Maxi Cleveland.
Welcome to NBA Today. I'm Malika Andrews. Get your popcorn ready.
Tatum looking for a 40-piece.
It has been a while since the whole family's been in studio together.
Put that on that beat,
huh? America, listen, come with me.
I'm a warrior shot to you.
Passes are being flung all around.
Okay. I don't even need these papers anymore because Malika already told you.
My friends, my spot.
Darvin Ham.
Yeah.
Welcome to the upper room, baby.
The Los Angeles Lakers.
Oh. Oh, let's get the measures, bro. So serious.
I could beat you too, though. Check up.
Check up? Are you really? Oh, bump. Bump. Yeah. Let's just want some of this work. Work.
He's too small.
It's NBA on ESPN time.
Ronald McDonald.
Don't do that.
Can someone get us some Happy Meals, please?
Please. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. You're 2 for 2, 100%.
You can't pick your family.
Well, we certainly wouldn't have picked you. You.
No.
Damn right.
See, this is the wavelength.
Thank you.
There's some debate, Zach Lowe, over that too small. Was it was that a block or a charge? Was that a foul on Forrest?
I think it was a flop on Forrest. I don't want to give Richard Jefferson any credit here, but it looked like a flop to me.
If Zach says it's a flop.
You can throw on the green challenge light if you want, but I'm saying flop.
If Zach says it's a flop, then it's a flop. It's the last day of March. That is not going to make our top of the top for top plays of the month
Sorry,
here.
Forrest.
Sorry, Forrest. Let's see what actually is. And we're going to start with top dunks and Mr. Donovan Mitchell. Spider. Ooh.
Let's see it.
Oh, this was upper room. You, Perk, you got into the upper room with this.
I didn't just get into the upper room with this. I actually won upper room with this. Appreciate you, Donovan Mitchell.
Oh! And then Jeff Green can still do that?
Do you realize
every
Jeff
month.
Green is 37?
Unreal.
That's your age. And then you got Grayson Allen surprising himself on this one.
That was a big
crazy.
One. Reminded you of like his talents at Duke back in the day.
And then Paul George, get better soon, PG, because I'd never seen anything like that.
We go
like
all around the world.
But if we have the good, then we also have to have the bloopers. Steph Curry, watch out.
Oh! He gave him a signed jersey, right?
Yep, and shoes. Steph took care of him. This young man is okay. Ultimately, he got his day made. But
this is not a blooper, though. Like, he can always go down in history and say, I got hit by Steph.
Oh!
And then you have Grant Williams saying, I'm going to make both. And then, spoiler alert, narrator, he made neither.
Yeah, that was rough.
Wah, wah.
That was rough. We still love you, Grant.
Yeah, no, Grant's the best. But, and then... You have Wenyen Gabriel.
Oh,
that,
no.
That counts. That's inbounds, Wenyen.
But that's what happens when you're not used to doing things like that, right? Like taking out the ball and knowing, like, you don't know.
Let's get back to the good. Luka Doncic, this was crazy.
Yeah.
That was insane.
Is that dime of the year?
Yeah, it got it.
I mean, Jokic might have a couple that are in that conversation, but that is.
He didn't have to dip. He didn't have to go high. It was right.
This one was crazy, though. Josh Giddey. Giddy up.
Hey.
And then,
you're not going to, like, how many times you cancel her? Like, cancel me. Like, what's the deal? You didn't like giddy up?
Well, let's get some clutch buckets.
I'm watching the highlights.
Okay, all right.
Julius Randle, this was, amazing.
Yeah.
It got the double bang from Mike Breen, a rare call.
Iconic.
And then Joel Embiid, spin cycle, going to work.
Yep, right
look
here.
At that package. Look at the big fella.
Oh, this was LeBron's
yes.
face on this one. Maxi Kleba. And then.
Oh, no.
What is this? This is top irrational confidence?
Yeah, 100%, because fast forward to what was that yesterday? Night ago?
Yeah, right here. Mr. Reeves.
I got
Wednesday.
Your back, Bron. I got your back, Bron.
He says just a little too small.
I like their relationship, Reeves and Bron.
It's
funny.
It's amazing. And I also love this relationship. Producer Forrest, Richard Jefferson.
Like,
the background
really?
Of this is Forrest said that he would bet Richard $1,000 that he could beat him one-on-one.
And I told Forrest not to do it. I actually told him do not.
All of us did.
Richard's been practicing.
He was actually trying. Richard's playing defense.
We have some good games in our NBA Wednesday doubleheader. The Bulls and the Bucks. A little highway rivalry there. And then we have the Lakers and the Clippers. It's crosstown on NBA Wednesday. That is next Wednesday right here on ESPN. When we return in 60 seconds, will the Mavs be driving the struggle bus after this weekend, or can they get back in the play-in picture? We're taking a look at the weekend's biggest games next.
It's the Final Four women's, obviously.
Yes, yes, 100%.
NBA Today is presented by American Express. Don't live life without it.
Ah, yes. January 9th, 2022. That was the last time the Lakers were above 500, see? But then Ja Morant started doing Ja Morant things.
Basketball by Bradley. Oh! Ja Morant! What a play!
Not even Talen Horton Tucker could save the Lakers that night, or Carmelo Anthony. Wayne Ellington, no relation to Duke Ellington, gave them hope in the fourth quarter, but it was too little too late. Ah, yes, I remember the game just like it was yesterday. Back to you, Malika.
So nice, had to run it twice. So the Lakers can get back to 500 with a win this weekend, but we can count on plenty of jockeying in the standings. Expect a playoff atmosphere when the Lakers and Timberwolves face off again. The Lakers could get over 500 for the first time since the footage we just saw. And then two games on Saturday. Both are key, though. Sunday features a handful of games that are going to impact the standings. You can see them all on your screen there. So back here with Janae, Perk, Zach. We're going to play a little bit of fill in the blank. And Perk, let's start with you. The Mavs are going to finish where?
Play in Inga. In
play
the sand. Yeah, playing in the sand on vacation.
Oh, playing.
Y'all thought they was going to get in the play-in tournament. That's what y'all thought I meant, but they're not doing it.
All right.
Out of there.
Playing in the sand.
Playing. Yeah, out of there.
Zach. Out of there. The current top two seed should be squarely on upset alert come postseason time. Who is it?
Well, first of all, we know it ain't anybody in the East. It's not Boston or Milwaukee. So by default, it's someone in the West. And by double default, I'll have to pick Memphis because Denver is 32-7 at home. Brandon Clark's hurt. Steven Adams is hurt. So sorry, Memphis, I have to pick you. I have no other choice.
You don't have to apologize.
Janae, this is going to be a tough one for you.
Oh, no.
Because it's specific here. You got to make a pick.
Oh, no.
The 2022 MVP is going to be who?
Oh, no.
I refuse. How can we make picks right now? It's neck and
neck.
That's
fair.
It's really neck and neck. I think the last week is going to determine it. And it's sad because it seemed like Joel Embiid could have wrapped it up if he were able to play against the Nuggets. But it seems like Jokic, he, what was it, 29th triple-double of the season? But I will say this. Do not sleep on the dark horse that is Giannis Antetokounmpo. Because I think there's going to be a lot of confusion between those two guys, Jokic and Embiid, that people might say best player, best team. And it could, you know, Giannis could end up being the three-time MVP.
Yeah, he certainly could be. And we saw it in the straw poll that Tim Bontemps put out yesterday, just how neck and neck it is. So I'm not going to give you a hard time for that one.
Thank you.
He's not going to get off the hook either. So since I started the show, I'm going to finish it. Okay.
Okay.
I'm going to you, and you can't straddle the fence. You have to pick one. Mm-hmm. Who is going to be the breakout star of the playoffs? If you had to pick right now, who would it be?
Of the playoffs. So it has to be someone on a team that we know is going to make the playoffs and someone. All right, let's go with the Sacramento Kings. I think that Sabonis is proven, right?
Okay.
We know that. What about Keegan Murray, Perk? He's averaging 11.9 points per game. He's got the most threes of any rookie, 188. He passed Donovan Mitchell the other week. And we kind of know what we're going to get from Sabonis, from Fox. They're going to need somebody else. People are sleeping on them. So why not Keegan Murray, Perk? I think he's going to be a breakout star in these playoffs.
I actually love that pick. And I told you, he's an old soul. He plays his role to the T. Sabonis has a high basketball IQ, and guess who took Keegan under his wing? Sabonis. And I'm not sleeping on the Kings.
Light the beam. We still need to see that in person, Malika. Road trip.
We are heading up to Sacramento. Book it. That's going to do it for us here on NBA Today. I don't mind it. Evan Mobley's a good one, too. NFL Live's coming up next. We'll see you next week. Enjoy your Friday and the Women's Final Four.